This is a recording of Dr. Tom Rozelle for Sunday, September 11th, 2016. You can listen to this program live every Sunday afternoon between 12 noon to 1 p.m. right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program are not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, right now, on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle Live in studio, waiting to take your phone calls on anything that you'd like to know about relative to your health. Perhaps you've had a problem, you've tried, you've applied, you've done things that, well, just don't work, right? Well, here's an opportunity. Let's talk about it. Call me. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Let's kind of go through the weeds here a little bit and, you know, get you the truth about things. And you need to know, because that's your right. You need to know, and some of you know more than most of your physicians know, and that's what's called a very good thing. We're going to take a look at several different topics today, and hopefully some that you have specific interest in. We're going to look at the heart. We're going to kind of rethink what that really means when you go to your doctor and he tells you your cholesterol is too high, your triglycerides aren't doing what they're supposed to, and so forth and so on. And we're going to talk a little bit about GERD in children and babies and infants. There's a huge push right now by drug companies and physicians to put children, infants, 2, 3, 4, 5 weeks of age, up to, you know, 6, 7, 8 months on protein pump inhibitors or things that tranquilize the stomach because they have regurgitation, so they upchuck a little bit. And I'm going to give you a little truth on that, because we're hurting our kids, and this is nothing more than a drug company motivated procedure for what I have no idea, but it's like crazy. And I want to talk to you about learning to be well. Coming up soon, very soon, in October, October 13th, the Thursday night, Ageless Health 2016. This is our 16th year of producing this amazing program. What is it all about? Well, those of you who've attended know that we change the information year in and year out. This year is maximizing the fountain of your youth, and it's called Living Without Pain and Restore Your Physical Capacity. What a concept, right? How'd you like to function at a very high level, not hurt, but have your maximum God-given capacity that you had the right to use your entire life, but some of you have kind of been limping along? Well, there's ways of getting that done. This is a very neat and cool program that we produce, and generally every year we do it from early in the morning to late at night. This is not the way it's going to happen this year. We're changing the mode just a little bit. We want to see how a different model works, and we're going to do a 4-hour presentation from 5 o'clock in the evening to 9 o'clock at night. It'll be on a Thursday, October the 13th, and we're going to hit you with a ton of information. We're going to present, and all the lectures are going to be like 25 to 30 minutes, and we're going to take a break in the middle, and then we're going back, and we're going to do another 2 hours. We're going to close it out, and it's going to be like it never happened, and you're going to go away, oh my God, this stuff is like amazing, and it truly is. I want you to go to rozellecare.com. That's rozellecare.com, and check it out and register. Listen, your registration is only $59. It's nothing. And includes access to all the presentations. You get them all. You get the lecture notes, and you get materials, and you even get a gift bag. And that gift bag is going to be stuffed with all kinds of stuff. And if you register 2 people, like right now, then you can do it for $99. So you're going to save a few bucks there. So that includes access to everything we just talked about, and you get all of that for 2 people. So join us. I promise you that this will be a day that you'll take concepts home. You can apply them that night, that very night, and begin to change everything about your health and really get it and get it together. So are you ready? Are you ready to control your health? This is an opportunity. Get it done, and get it done now. Go register. Go to rozellecare.com, and, you know, don't wait, because, you know, you're going to be sorry that you did. And what a way to break up this crazy, crazy, crazy political season. get rid of the stress. Remember, there's only three things that cause anything. Injury to your body, biochemical imbalance, you know, things you eat you shouldn't, things you need more of that you don't get enough of, electrical fields, and your emotional stress. And God knows, you know, if you are living anywhere within the sound of my voice, your emotional stress is over the top. So get it registered. Ageless Health 2016. Get it done today. But before we go on, let's talk about something that's important. I just came back from a trip, and I've been lazy for a couple of weeks. I never shut down. I always do some reading. I'm going back and forth on text and email and so forth. But I got to sit and look on a day-to-day basis at one of the most beautiful landscapes, I think, on the planet. Where is that? It's in northern Italy in the Italian Swiss Alps. I was sitting there looking at the lakes and, you know, shutting down. It took me 2-3 days. And, you know, Sue kept saying, are you relaxed yet? Are you relaxed? I said, I will be if you quit asking me. But, you know, we walked and we walked the mountains and we were kidding each other because everything was up. Everything's up. We have to walk up, up, up. And our little apartment that we rented is on top of a mountain. And these roads are so small. And the first night we got there, it was like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. How am I going to get to the top of this thing? And we finally get up there and it's like magnificent, and the views are stunning, and the air is clear, and the ionization is so high. And, you know, most of you know that have listened to the program that I'm first generation to this country from that country, and it's a different lifestyle, it's a different attitude, and it's one that if we really want to be healthy and well and centered, that we would do very well to adapt. And the food is very different. It has flavor that we don't have here. Why? Simply because there's so much that it's illegal for them to produce their food products with the stuff that we produce our food products with here. So think about this. Unless it's 100% organic, Europe, the EU, cannot accept American agricultural products at any level whatsoever. It's illegal. But it's okay for you to do it. You can eat that stuff. You can drink whatever it is that we're drinking. You can do all the box stuff. But here's the deal. They can't, because they know that we're killing ourselves. And this goes a long way into producing all of the problems that we're having, the rise of you know, heart problems, or the rise of cancers, and the thing, you know, everything's letters today, right? This EPI, endocrine pancreatic insufficiency. It's like, wow, what's that all about? Well, it's been around for a long time. It's just, there's another way now the drug companies can sell you something. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about that today if we have some time. But, you know, you sit on these mountains and all of a sudden everything becomes quiet in your soul and you relax. And you thought you couldn't walk, but now you can walk and walk and walk. And that's what these people do. They walk everywhere. We get in our cars and we drive everywhere. We look for the closest spot we can to the shopping center instead of one that's way back and we can walk to the door. We complain because, you know, we're being inconvenienced by whatever. It's just you know, come back, your headspace is different. And what does it affect when we get cranked up like that? Why do we, you know, what's the outcome? It's called heart problems and cardiovascular insufficiencies and plaqueing, and we can't think anymore and our brains go. So let's talk about, how do we really know if we have a problem? We know that we need to make some changes. And I'm going to leave you with, by the way, if you want to make changes, remember Ageless Health in October. We're going to show you how to do that. But more importantly, how does lifestyle cause shifts in your cardiovascular system, ultimately leading to, and how do you know about that as well? Well, there's an assessment. And if you do a comprehensive assessment, it can be done simply by history. You know, what's your life like? Are you all jacked up? Am I looking at a patient in front of me that is like, they're ready to eat the table? They're so anxious and so uptight. You know, what's their diet like? You know, what's their, you know, their injury pattern? They're living in pain. All these things that I'm touching upon lead to something called high levels of inflammation and inflammatory reaction. Remember what I've told you over a period of time? Inflammation means acid in your body. And if you have acid, inflammation in your body is going to have a problem. It's going to burn through things and destroy things. Now, so your body is going to try to protect you. How does it protect you? It protects you by trying to neutralize that acid and bringing it back into a modicum that you can at least stay alive with. But it also does things like putting plaque on it to neutralize it. So if you're inflamed, it takes any available fat and shoves it into the arterial system, shoves it into body parts, stores things that otherwise should be metabolized properly, and you end up with all this stuff that leads to these chronic problems that we're ending up with in this country and Western civilization that never existed before we became, efficient, meaning packaged foods and stressed lifestyles and no exercise, and nobody teaches how to do that. You know, I start out with a lot of patients in conversation. I tell them, there's three things that cause anything: injury, diet, and stress. And the problem is that through life, nobody really tells us how to deal with those things so we can blunt them until it gets to the place where there's a symptom. And then we want to get rid of the symptom because it's annoying. And then once we get rid of the symptom and we can live, along without the symptom, but the problem continues to progress. And why does it progress? Because we didn't do anything to fix it. And then pretty soon we end up with something called pathology, and that's where the degeneration. So we're going to give you some tools today, a couple things, but I want you to be able to be smarter than your doctor. I want you to be able to know that there are tests available to you, and one of them they just got rid of because they don't want you to know too much, in my opinion. Because then they can't sell you the drugs. They're called statins, and they're called blood thinners, and they're called things of that nature. So let's talk about, what do you want to have done when you go have a cardiovascular assessment? What are the pieces? There are a lot of different things that you need to do. Give me a call, 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. So there's a test that they took off the market. They didn't really take it off the market. It's just hard to find. There's only a couple labs left that'll do it. And when they do it, you're going to have to pay for it out of your pocket, even though that it's one of the most defining tests to tell you whether or not you have any plaquing going on in your arterial system. It's called the VAP test, V-A-P, cholesterol testing, VAP cholesterol testing. Standard blood cholesterol tests measure total cholesterol, how much cholesterol you have in your system, something called LDLs, lipoproteins, and they're high density and low density lipoproteins. All right, so you have LDLs and you have HDLs, or sometimes we call them the good guys and the bad guys. The HDLs being the good guys, the LDLs being the bad guys. And then you have this thing called triglycerides, and that's really all they do. And these tests supposedly give a measure of your cardiac risk, to disease. And do they really? Well, yeah, it's kind of a marginal situation because I know a lot of patients who have had very high cholesterols, but their triglycerides are low, and the really bad guys aren't so bad, and the really good guys are very protective, and they're fine, and they're in their 80s, and they've never had a problem, and they've had doctors forever trying to put them on all kinds of medications. So advances in medical science have demonstrated that these cholesterol tests, these conventional cholesterol tests, provides only a very limited insight into many, many, many different factors that are underlying this cardiovascular and heart disease problem that we have. These tests identify less than 30% of those who are at risk. We'll give them a little benefit. Let's say 35%. Okay, 35%. Those are at risk for coronary heart disease. Some authors will tell you up to 40%. So you can toss a coin and figure it out. But the point of it is that there's over 60% that it doesn't touch. So the good news is simply this, that there's scientists that have been constantly looking at this problem. They developed a much more advanced test, the one that we're talking about. It's called the VAP, Vertical Auto Profile. Okay? Vertical Auto Profile. That's what it stands for, VAP. And, this test augments anything that you normally do that your doctor wants to have. Now, there's all kinds of other stuff out there, too. There's homocysteine, and there's coronary C-reactive protein, and there's fibrinogen, and they all do different things of measuring. And we're going to get into that. We're going to talk about that because it's important. It's acutely important. But best of all, the VAP test only offers what? A very comprehensive assessment of your cardiovascular risk. Isn't that wonderful? Why aren't they using it? Well, we're going to talk about the why behind that, but we're also going to talk to you about why you should demand this, even if you have to pay for it out of your own pocket. Don't go away. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle live. Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle live. I'm back. Yeah, after 2 weeks out, and a little rest on the mountains of Italy. Yes, it was great. I have absolutely no regret of taking that time. I would actually like to, well, no, I'm glad I'm home, actually. It's time to get back to work. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you. We're talking about several different things today. And the one that I'm going to trigger a little attention on is this thing called VAP, cholesterol testing. VAP, cholesterol testing, vertical auto profile. And that's something that you should, if you have any kind of borderline, oh my God, I may have a problem type of thing, this is a test you should demand, even if you have to pay for it yourself. The good news is that it's available. The bad news is that your insurance company is probably not going to pay for it. And, but it gives you more data. Remember I said that about over 60% of you, if you get the standardized testing, it really doesn't tell you much. So what does this mean? I'm going to give it to you in lay terms and we're going to go through and we're going to kind of break it down. You know, the LDLs and the HDLs, the bad guys and the good guys, right? The lipotrophic factors, they're actually proteins, they're not fats, and then triglycerides. So they all mean something, but they also have subfractions. And you need to know what those subfractions are. You can have a high cholesterol. You could be, let's make up numbers. Let's say you're at a cholesterol 240. Okay. Your doctor's going to say, oh my God, you have to go on a statin. And your LDL, you know, might be borderline. It should be, you know, when I was in school, anything under 130 was okay. HDL levels, anything above 45 was okay for women above 50. And you want to see those things, but they're immediately in our country. If you have a cholesterol higher than, you know, 200, and if you have a LDL bad guy, generally in the neighborhood of 110, 120, they're going to say you have to take a statin because you're at high risk for heart disease and plaquing and so forth. Well, what I'm here to tell you is that if you go in and you check things out, you're going to find that it ain't necessarily so, my friends. There's a really great article that was written by a medical physician. His name was Dr. Michael D. Osner, and written back in 2007. So this information has been out there for quite some time, and actually before that. Check it out. You know, look, check his name out, Google it, and look at all the information. But let's talk about that VAP test, because it's important that you understand what it really is. But, you know, the VAP test not only offers this comprehensive assessment, but it also supplies the information that your doctor can use to really, really formulate a very customized program for you that he can measure and measure the progression over time. It's a hugely powerful diagnostic tool, and it can take, it allows you to take steps that will stop you from all of a sudden having this major problem called stroke or heart attack. And, you know, unfortunately in our society, we give medications for it, including aspirin, that causes an increased risk for other types of cardiovascular problems. But here we are. We, you know, most of us at my generation, I'm baby boom generation, right? So we have this risk of heart attacks and strokes supposedly as we get older. And, you know, not necessarily so. I don't take medications. Any, none, zero, nada. And some of you at my stage in life take tons of different medications. So what's the difference between me and thee? Well, it's called lifestyle. It's called the things that I do. But there's also ways of measuring things. So here's how the VAP works, because that's what we're talking about. So routine cholesterol tests, as we said, do total cholesterol, triglycerides, LDLs, HDLs, and so forth. That's the standard test. But we want to know more about that. We want to know the subfractions. Subfractions. And the subfractions are the breakdowns of these LDLs and HDLs and, you know, what they mean, right? So let's, for example, measurement of LDL, you know, we want to look at their densities. And, you know, we'll give you a metaphor. An LDL cholesterol, the bad guys, are broken down into really bad guys and not so bad guys. And if you visualize a big beach ball that does, it kind of bounce around and floats and so forth, those are the really not too bad guys. And if you visualize BBs, you know, hard little ball bearings, those are the bad guys. So we'd like to know which are which, okay? Because, you know, if you have really small LDLs, it triples the likelihood of you developing a coronary problem or plaquing or a heart attack. Triples it. So you need to know, even though that it's high, which one's which. And if you got all these big beach balls floating around, you don't have a problem. even though that your LDL levels might be higher. The same is true, by the way, with HDLs, the good guys, the protective guys. So they're included. They have subclasses. And if you go read the literature, it'll tell you there's an HDL2, an HDL3, an HDL1. And these are and then there's this intermediate density lipoprotein. That's called an IDL. And, you know, it gets into this very confusing thing. But the point of it is your doctor should know this stuff. And they should be able to look at it and say, eh, your cholesterol is high, but all this other stuff's okay. And you're okay. So the prevention to cardiovascular health is to know not only what your levels really are, but what you can do to prevent them and reverse them and do it without medication. And in the very rare cases that medication should be used, you know, how long and can I get off of it, instead of saying, take this pill for the rest of your life. It's not okay to do that. So should everyone take the VAP test? That's the question that's being debated. You know why they don't want to do it? Ka-ching, because it costs them money to pay for you. That's why they don't want to do it. You know, certainly anyone who's has any kind of reason to believe that they're at risk for cardiovascular disease or coronary disease or heart disease, you know, should have it. If you have high blood pressure, if you have diabetes, if you're over fat, these are all things that you really need to force your doctor to say, hey, I want to get it done. And as I said, make sure you're willing to pay for it, because don't get hooked into the insurance thing. Most of your insurances don't pay for squat anymore, my friends. And you have huge deductibles. So reach into your pocket and do something about your wellness, your ability to prevent things. And you can do that. That's the whole thing. That's why I do this program, because I want you to understand that you have the capacity to turn things around. Get the VAP done if you have a risk of cardiovascular or heart problems. Don't delay. There's lots that you can do. And we're going to teach you what to do at Ageless Health. We're coming up to a break. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Don't go away.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live in studio, 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Give me a call. Let's talk about your stuff and what we can do to help you and make a difference. A few weeks back, we kind of began to touch on the subject of heart disease before I left to decompress a little bit, and wanted to talk to you about, you know, wellness and really making sure that you're taking the steps that you need to take and make life a whole lot better for yourself and potentially a whole lot longer, instead of, you know, abruptly leaving. Or unfortunately, so many of us not only leave quickly, but, you know, the last part of our lives aren't so hot. They're not okay. And we need to understand that people are at risk, and they are at risk because of lifestyle. At risk of what, you should say? What are we talking about here? Well, we're talking about risk of chronic diseases. We just talked about the heart and the VAP test and so forth a little bit. But chronic diseases, things that, you know, cause our blood sugars to shift, you know, you get that light, swimmy, dizzy, out of control kind of feeling, you know, and you think that, oh my God, where did that come from? I haven't had a drink. That's your blood sugar crashing. That's your adrenal system not working. And that goes on to shut all kinds of things down, like your thyroid function, like your, you know, causing things like diabetes. And we begin to say, oh my God, you know, what are we doing to ourselves as a society? Because we're buying into a social hallucination, you know, that we have to be dependent on the drug companies to save us, to protect us. And the truth of it is that we really need to know what's good, what isn't, and so forth. You know, cholesterol, we've been talking about that now for the last few minutes, and cholesterol is your friend. It's not not a bad guy. And it's one that we have to have, because it nourishes your brain, it balances your hormones, it protects your body, it does all kinds of good things. So when we drop cholesterol levels way, way, way low, we're actually doing a huge monumental disservice. And if we continue doing that, then we die from other things, and we haven't solved the problem that was underlying why we may have a bad cholesterol. Remember, we said there's good and bad guys in there. So here's the thing. We need fats. You don't get rid of them. You have to make sure that they are in your diet. The only ones that you want to not have are trans fats, but you know, that's a whole topic that I'm going to have Sue come on, and we're going to talk about that together, you know, the different things that you can do. But let me give you some ways to prevent things from happening, okay? And we talked about this first. Eat well. What does that mean? Eat whole foods. Eat things that are, and I don't mean go eat anything that they give a cow or a pig to take it to market, because it's going to do the same thing. It's going to make you fat. You know, when you eat grains and sugars and corn and things like that, that puts fat on. So adopting a food first, you know, mentality, that means eat the things that are going to nourish you and don't overeat. You know, you want to walk away from the table just slightly hungry. So you want to eat tons of vegetables, all kinds of vegetables. Is it colorful? Eat it. And don't fry it. Don't batter it. Don't do things like that to it. Eat fish. Eat some chicken. Eat some wild things. Occasionally, if you're going to eat some meat, make sure it's clean, free-range, organic beef or lamb. Never, ever, ever touch pork. Don't do it. Stay away from it. It's not okay. You don't want pork. Pork is a bad meat, even though that marketing wants you to think it's the other white meat. Why am I so against pork? Easy. Simply because when they mass produce a pig, you know, for slaughter, they have it in this, you know, these crowded places, and pigs will customarily eat their own refuse. And that's where they put all the food, because they know it's going to happen. The trowels are there and yada, 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 and so forth. Pigs sweat through their feet. They don't sweat through their pores like you and I do. And their body parts are so similar to human. Am I calling us pigs? No. It just happens to be that way. And so subsequently, autoimmune reactions can be much higher. So we have to look at food first. Stay away from grains. There's books out there like Grain Brain and Grain Belly. And, you know, take a look at somebody who's a beer drinker that you know they've been drinking beer for a long time. Take a look at the bloat around their stomach. The guys look, some of them, like they're about 8 months pregnant. Okay? Still, I don't understand why, knowing these things, that we continue to move forward like this. You know, we've got to get off this low-fat bandwagon. We really, really do. Because, as I said, we need cholesterol. We're going to try to go to the phones. Our call screen here is not doing what it should be doing, but I can see things blinking. So I'm going to take a shot and see who's on line one and say, welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. How can I help you?
Oh, hi. Yes, you mentioned that a while ago as well. Where do you get it? Quest doesn't offer it. LabCorp doesn't offer it. Where can you get the VAP?
I know. That's the problem. That's the challenge. And the reason, up until about 6 to 8 months ago, you could get them from virtually both of those laboratories, and now they're gone. And it's because of the pressure that was put on them by the people that we've talked about so far on the program today. So how can you get them? You're going to have to get your doctor to get a hold of a couple other laboratories and bring the stuff into the office, and then he has to send it to them. Cleveland Clinic does one. The Mayo Clinic does another one. There's several out there, and they're not inexpensive. They can cost some money. What I'll do for you is this. If you send me a note at rozellecare.com, I will try to get you an address to give to your doctor, and have that doctor order the test for you and for the rest of his patients. It's really straight up. If I get a lot of phone calls or a lot of text messages or email messages, then what I'm going to do is I'm going to post it. But let's start that way. Just send me a note to rozellecare.com, and I'll try
can
to...
Well, may I say something? My doctor won't do that. So what do you do?
Then you're in trouble.
So you're telling me, yes.
So listen, so what we do with our patients, if we can't get that done, we have it in our practice, but we only do it for our patients. There's other testing that you're going to ask your doctor to do. Tell your doctor, look, I want to pay for it. I'll do it. I don't want you to put it through insurance. I'll pay for it. I know it's not covered. It's not, you know, my insurance company's not going to pick it up, so I'll pay for it. See if you can get them to do it that way. Get them to order a homocysteine test. Homocysteine is a measure of inflammatory reactions. Coronary C-reactive protein, coronary CRP, is another one. Fibrinogen is a measure of scar tissue, these little hair-like fibers that are within the arterial vessels, and that even if you have low levels of fat, it's going to stick to the arteries. So there's things that you can measure that way, and there's some other inflammatory things that you want to look at. But you want to look at the levels of inflammation. Obviously, the fractions of the HDL, LDLs, there's ways of putting all of that information together, but I don't, you know, it makes me crazy because I'm not any smarter than these guys. I'm just, I use the information to put it together in a way that makes sense. And, but they're controlled. They look at it from a place of, well, if the insurance company is not going to pay for it, we're not going to order it. Because
what about the NMR? Would that do as a substitute?
Not really. There's some other subfractions that you can use, some amino acid tests and so forth. But for me, just to mention it on the radio is really not going to do anybody any good. We're going to be doing a class for docs within about the next 6 months, and we're going to present a lot of the stuff. There's something called the Institute of Functional Medicine, IFM. And tell your doc to look it up and, you know, to become a member of the IFM. And they're going to learn a whole lot about preventive medicine through IFM. My wife and I have been a member for years, and it's a tremendous amount of data and really how to interpret things. For example, even your normal blood tests, if you have a CBC, a complete blood count, and we look at the white count, the WBC, the white blood count, normal traditional labs, if you look at Quest, if you look at LabCorp, they're going to tell you down to 3.8 up to 10,000 is normal. It's not. 5,000 on the bottom line is normal. 8,500 on the top line is normal. Anything below or above that is questionable. And because it tells you that if it's under 5 on a habitual level, one test doesn't mean much. You could have had a really nasty bug of some sort. But if it comes back habitually low on a regular basis, it tells you that your immune system is being suppressed by something that's chronic in the body. If it's above 8.5 on a regular basis, it tells you even on a short-term basis on the top end, if you got a 9 or a 10, your doc's, well, it's in normal levels, don't worry about it. It tells you that you have some sort of an infectious process going on that your body is trying to deal with. And so but they look at the parameters. Same thing with thyroid. Well, there's tons of thyroid tests that should be done to tell you where the thyroid's broken down. TSH, thyroid stimulating hormone. The laboratory levels are from 0.478, 0.578 in that level at the low end up to 4.7, 4.8. You have to read between the lines. Textbook functional medicine normals are 1.8 to 2.3. But docs will look at it and say, well, you know, you're within laboratory levels, don't worry about it. But the patient comes in, they have every symptom of thyroid function, that hypothyroid function or low thyroid function. And they're not looking to in the whys because they don't have to think. They, you know, it's within the laboratory levels. That's it. Now, please understand, there's a lot of really good guys out there that understand this. I'm not shooting, you know, and saying everybody's a culprit because that's not true. The thing of it is that, you know, too many physicians are following laboratory guidelines and patients are suffering because of it. I went, you know, we were in Italy this last week, and I'm sitting with a first cousin in Milan the night before we left, and he's a retired accountant, and his, you know, wife, lovely people. Here he is, he's in his 70s, takes no medications whatsoever, but here's his wife who had a minor change in her life, and something happened and she recovered, but they wanted to keep her on all these medications forever. So it's pervasive. It's out there completely. You have to educate yourself. You have to understand it so you can educate your doctor in a way to stimulate their interest to get them to help you and to help the rest of their patients. I hope that's useful for you and that, you know, that you can do something with that. Give me a call at RoselleCare.com. Actually, don't give me a call. Just send me a note at RoselleCare.com and we'll get you the data that you need to get. 888-630-9625. 888-630-9625. Well, we had another call there, but it dropped off. So like I said, these phone lines are doing something crazy. So call and we'll answer and we'll get it done. But anyway, we're talking about preventive stuff. Said get off the low fat bandwagon, right? So what does that mean? So, you know, low fats are generally, in my opinion, you know, the recipe for disaster. You know, when you get rid of the fats, you're breaking your body down. You don't have anything to heal with. Your brain's not going to work. Your hormones aren't going to work. You know, impotency in guys and all kinds of things. There's a tremendous amount of information. There's a physician that I have tremendous respect for. His name is Dr. Mark Hyman. He's the director of the Center for Functional Medicine at the Cleveland Clinic in Ohio, and has long maligned, you know, the concept of saturated fats. And, you know, he said, look, you need to have coconut oil, you need to have olive oil, you need to have saturated fats in your diet if you want to stay healthy. You know, it's critical to eat plenty of vegetables and avoid the refined carbohydrates and, you know, the trans fats that we talked about earlier. And we have to make sure that we dramatically increase the levels of omega-3 fats in our diet and make sure that the ratios between 3, 6, and 9 are adequate. There's a book out there that I can't remember. Well, it'll come back to me. Like I said, it's jet lag from last night, but it'll come. Anyway, Dr. Hyman will go, talked about, you know, eating fats to stay thin. And, you know, that's kind of counterintuitive to what our society has taught us over a period of time. But you need fats in your body. And we have to make sure that we understand that not one size fits all. Beneficially, you know, fats will help prevent things like Alzheimer's and old age dementia and so forth. Don't get rid of them. You know, your meals should be timed, meaning that don't go long periods of time without eating unless you want to crash your blood sugars. It's not okay. You have to make sure you pick. And when you pick with proteins and things that have a little fat in it, you know, like really good nuts that aren't rancid, that they're organic, things about that. And, you know, proportion. Go away from the table just a little hungry, you know, not hungry, but meaning that yeah, you've got a little bit more room in there, but, you know, enough already. It's enough. And those of you who are smokers and are exposed to smoke, don't do it. Get rid of that stuff, because that's, you know, that's a prescription for ending your life very, very quickly, or producing things that are going to make you wish that you could end your life very quickly. And, you know, none of those things are okay, and we don't want you to suffer that at all. I think we have somebody. Oh, the screen is working again. Jim, thank you for calling and being patient. Appreciate your phone call.
No problem. Thanks for taking the call, Dr. Rizal. I just recently got a diagnosis from a gastroenterologist with having upper and lower diverticulosis. So it resulted from some flare-up. So I just in general wanted to hear more and learn more about that, like diet and treatment.
Okay, so we're going to talk a little bit about diverticulosis. First, the diverticuli are, we're talking about the large intestine to begin with, and they have these little pockets within them. And when the pockets, these haustra is what it's called, lose their tone, their strength, they begin to break down, and the pockets get a little deeper. So subsequently what happens is that food gets stuck in these areas. Several things can cause a diverticular pattern, but in every case, you can usually trace dietary patterns over a period of years that have not been as supportive as they should be. A lot of soft foods, a lot of refined foods, sugars, things of that nature. But also, we have to make sure that we look to the neurology of the body. The nerves service every organ in the body. The colon is no different than that. And those nerves come from the low back. And if they're not working properly, then the tone of that organ system, including this system, the large intestine, is going to be less than functional. So what you have to do is first that you have to remove things that the body's sensitive to, and the soft foods and the like, and then you have to put things back into the system, you know, that are supportive and healing. I'm going to talk a little bit more about that. We're coming up to a break, and unfortunately I have to pay attention to that. So don't go away. We'll cover this just a little bit more when we come back after the break. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizal Live.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rizal here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizal live, as you do every Sunday, 12 o'clock, same place on your dial, and same time, regardless of where you're at, whether you're at Washington, D.C., in the Mid-Atlantic area, or out on the West Coast someplace. You know, do the math. You know what time it is. And tell your friends about the program. We want to bring you the most updated information as possible. Why? Because I want you to know more than your doctors do, because that way you can make sure that you protect your health. Jim, are you still there? Hello, Jim. Anyway, so Jim's not on the line, but he called me in, and I was trying to hold him over after the break, and he asked me a question about diverticulosis and diverticulitis. So as I said earlier, diverticulitis affects the large intestine, and these little diverticuli are in, they're little small sacs that are in this area called the haustra of the bowel, these little pocket areas. And what happens is these areas become inflamed or infected, and the process occurs because of, in many cases, of predisposing factors. And it can be neurological problems from the back. If the nerves from the back are not working the way they're supposed to, then the tone of the bowel is not going to work as well. Aging, and what that really means is abuse over time. Things that happen, you know, and we get away with when we're younger, but as we get older, because we've been beating it up, so it's really a time frame thing. Too fat, too much pressure on the bowel, so we can't move things through the way we're supposed to. Smoking can cause a significant problem because we can't get the circulatory patterns and cleansing of the intestinal tract the way we're supposed to. Medications, particularly things in the steroid lines, and the opiates, and the non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, all those things can cause, and by the way, that's aspirin, can cause problems with the gut all the way through from top to bottom, because it deteriorates and breaks down the lining of the gut, and then lack of activity, lack of exercise. We can't get the oxygenation to clear things. We can't get the tone in the body the way we need to. Our guts lie low. We don't do anything. We get these little pot bellies that we can't get rid of. So these are the risk factors to doing that. And, you know, diverticulosis can be very significantly painful. Everything from cramping to abdominal pain, nausea, just touching the belly can be over the top sensitive. And you got to find out where it's coming from. You could have parasitic involvements, but we get this fecal matter that sometimes gets embedded in these little areas, these little diverticuli, or just food that gets stuck in there, and it rots and it putrefies, and now we got all kinds of problems that we've got to get rid of. And so what do physicians do? Well, they eliminate anything that you enjoy eating that's rough or irritating, and they put you on medications, they give you antibiotics, and they give you steroids, all the things that can cause a problem. So here's what needs to be done. First, you got to clear the gut. There is something called a GAP diet that we will use in very significant bowel problems with patients to allow the gut to heal and also increase some of the things that you get from bone broth to be able to heal the gut. And it's very specific. Can't mess with it. It's got to be done very, very specific in the right way. Sue in our nutrition department with Mary Jane know how to apply this. If you have questions, make an appointment with them. Give them a call. Call 703-698-7117. Then the next thing that you have to do is you have to make sure that after you've been dealing with this bone broth recipe for a period of time, you begin to reinstitute things back in juice form in many cases. So, you know, we don't want you to have all the rough stuff, but we're going to do it in juicing, you know, with beets and grapes and perhaps some apples and carrots and watercress and so forth. But little pieces of it, and lots of fruits or a lot of vegetables. And we juice those and we put them in step by step. And then you begin to readapt your body to some fiber. But you have to do it very carefully, because if you don't and the gut's not healed up properly, you're going to increase the fire in your gut. So we begin to put partially cooked vegetables in, and a little bit of unrefined grains like quinoa and black rice and some fermented grains and lentils. That's step one, step two, step three. There's several other steps, but that'll give you an idea how to handle that. It can be done. Give the nutrition department a call at the Result Center for Healing, and they'll help you through this thing. And if you need other types of care along with it, they'll recommend that as well. We're coming up to the end of the program. Unfortunately, it's way too short. We're here every Sunday, same old time, same place. Love you all. See you later. Bye.